Liz, Hannah, thank you so much for swinging by this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So this is your first album in 3.5 years. In that time, we've had a bit of a lineup change. Annie's no longer in the band. What was it like writing and recording an album as a duo now?
Liz and I have been writing together since we were 15, so it wasn't too tricky, if I'm honest. Obviously, there's a little shift in the energy because with three people, you know, that's different to two. So there are changes, but I think we did pretty well just to kind of get back into the swing of things pretty quickly.
And you did mention there has been a bit of an energy change. This album's got a little bit of a different sound to what we have heard from you in the past. Was that deliberate or did it just kind of happen with the writing?
I'd have to say it was definitely a natural sort of thing that happened. I think we wanted to be more bold, of course, and we definitely wanted to try new things with sound and be more raw with emotion. So, yeah, it was a bit of both, really, but it was just an authentic progression and, you know, it's been a few years since we put out another album, so naturally it's a bit different. It wouldn't be good if it was the same, really.
That's fair enough as well, you know, different times and place, different sound.
Yeah, definitely.
I was reading as well, as part of writing this album, at one point, got a bit stuck, and one of the methods of trying to get through that was 20 ideas in 12 hours, which blows my mind because I struggle with one idea in 12 hours half of the time.
So do we.
How useful was that? Tell us about that exercise.
Look, we're feeling pretty positive going into it. We can do this. It's going to be quite easy, you know. I think we just tried to have that attitude because sometimes that helps. But within about like 4 hours, we were both just like, this sucks. Let's leave. Let's just go get some food. And luckily, I think it was Dylan or Liz was kind of like, let's just give it one more go. And that's when we wrote As Loving Should. So I'm really glad that no one listened to me to go and get food and bail.
I can't even remember that, but I'm glad we didn't as well.
Yeah. I remember we were like, this is just a little bit of a waste of time. Remember? Yes. And Dylan was just, yeah, just stay. So we did.
Thanks, Dylan.
But it was about 3 ideas in 12 hours, one of which got used.
And you did mention As Loving Should as well, which is one of the singles that we've heard off the album. You guys are playing with for us today. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. As Loving Should wasn't written, I guess, purposefully. The lyrics kind of shocked me, actually, when they came out of my mouth, and I found it quite confronting because about 3 years earlier I had had this kind of struggle with alcohol, and I'd never kind of felt comfortable writing about it because I was kind of ashamed still, and I didn't want to upset people that had been in my life during that time. And I don't know, like sometimes you're like, is it too heavy? I don't want to like project this shit onto people. But writing that song and with its release only happening a few weeks ago, it just like, there was a huge weight off my shoulders. I'm really glad that we put it on the album.
Hmm. I'm really glad to hear that as well, because I mean, that is quite a tough topic to tackle as well, I feel.
Mm. Mm. It's a tough topic, and I applaud Hannah heaps for diving into it. And I think it's something that a lot of people struggle with. Alcohol is very popular.
It is very, yes.
And it can be very addictive. And, you know, yeah, I'm sure it's something that a lot of people can relate to. And I think, you know, it's really amazing that Han's been really open and shared that with people, because I don't think a lot of people could do that.
And looking at the album as a whole as well, I know that both of you were talking about, you know, wanting to be bold and honest with yourselves. I know you've just mentioned, you know, some of your struggles with alcohol, which, like you said, a lot of people would have. But outside of that, what did being bold and honest mean to you guys?
I think it, more than anything, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but Hannah and I have also talked about this a lot. But I think the purpose of being bold for us was like getting out of our comfort zone and pushing ourselves more. And I think that's really the only way you can grow and develop as a human being. And I think it's just rewarding to be able to fail or like push yourself outside of your comfort zone and, you know, just pick yourself up, and you learn so much more and you experience life in a different way. And I just think that that was what we wanted, and we weren't afraid of that. I mean, actually we probably were, but
yeah. There's some points, yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are touring Europe this September with the Reuvens as well. That must be very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. We love those boys so much. But, yeah, it's going to be a pretty funny couple of weeks. They're just hilarious.
A lot of energy between all of us. It's just a very good time. We had such a good time on the last tour with them. So, you know, another one overseas.
And I know we don't have anything officially locked in yet, but do you think we can expect some Aussie dates a little bit sooner rather than later?
Yes, sooner rather than later for sure. I think we're going to be, sharing some dates pretty soon, which is exciting.
We'll keep an eye on it. Liz, Hannah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
See you in too far this time. Drop me down the line. Run away, kid. Woman's clothes. I didn't feel very well. And I still don't feel very well. My place. When the morning comes, it's a right hand slug. And red cherry lips are not that cute, 'cause nothing tastes as good as loving should. And I didn't know that you'd hang around. One too many drunken calls. And you don't want me to be a girl anymore, I get it. The window broke the frame. I chose a bottle over you too many times. No more empty promises, this body is mine. Feel a little better and it takes my place. When the morning comes, it's a right hand slug. And red cherry lips are not that cute, 'cause nothing tastes as good as loving should. But I didn't know that you'd hang around. I didn't know that you'd hang around. Ooh, liquid gold is in my veins. Feel a little better and it takes my place. Morning comes, it's a right hand slug. And red cherry lips are not that cute, 'cause nothing tastes as good as loving should. But I didn't know that you'd hang around.